baseball over terrorism. As news agencies salivated over charges of steroids use in professional baseball, what got lost in most of the sauce is the news emerging from America's most Latin city, Miami. There, seven young men from Miami's Liberty City, young black men, I might add, were either acquitted or had a hung jury in a case that ex-Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez described at the time as homegrown terrorism. The seven, called the Liberty City Seven, were charged with plotting to bomb the famed Sears Tower of Chicago as part of an Al-Qaeda terror plot. The Assistant U.S. Attorney Richard Gregory told jurors these defendants came together with the sole purpose of waging war in the United States. According to the federal prosecutors, these seven guys planned to destroy federal buildings and even to poison salt shakers in Chicago's eateries. One of the defense lawyers for one of the men, Anna M. Jones, told the jury that this was more a con job than terrorist plot, and that her client, Narciel Batiste, wanted to get a Yemeni man living in Miami to give him money. The man, an FBI informant, held the keys to this alleged plot from day one. He bought and equipped the men with uniforms and boots. He also promised weapons and explosives, but delivered none. Homegrown terrorism, indeed. These were poor men living in a poor, neglected part of town. To say they had a beef with the well-to-do society around them is like calling pig pork. But homegrown terrorism? It might be more apt to call it hyped-up terrorism, for this was a classic case of government entrapment. Poor men, without resources, can't wage war against cockroaches. They claimed membership in the black religious group known as the Moore Science Temple, a community founded in 1913 by a man called Noble Drew Ali in Newark, New Jersey. The jury took a while, but it's interesting that in these post-9/11 times, a federal jury looked at the government's case, and most said, nah, we'll pass. In a time of the so-called war on terror, isn't this case more important than guys bulking up for baseball games? Sport is, after all, entertainment. What's more important, entertainment or war? The national corporate media has answered that question once again. We shouldn't forget the nation's premier sports channel is ESPN, which stands for Entertainment Sports Network. What's that tell you? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.